How can you track your macro intake without getting bored? Now today, friends, we're going into another macros episode. Yes, this is Lose Weight with Meal Planning, but we're also going to cover some macros episodes on this show. Now, if you're somebody who's like, I want to track my macros, I want to be able to weigh my food and then be more accountable for the food choices I'm making, and I want to be able to learn to do it without being boring, then this is the episode for you. Tell a friend to tell a friend, because I'm going to help somebody today. Today's episode is how can I track my macros without getting bored with it? And believe me, you can get just as bored with meal planning. But if you're ready, my friends, grab your coffee, grab your tea, grab your Apple notepad, and let's get into today's episode. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, friends, to a brand new episode of Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona and I'm a meal prep and weight loss coach, and I help women who are busy make sense when it comes to meal planning. I know all over the world and the internet, it tells us to have broccoli, chicken and rice 7 days in a row. Now, even if you like broccoli, even if you like chicken and rice, it doesn't mean you have to have those same things all day, every day. I mean, there are other things that you can eat and you can make room for favorite foods too. Now, when it comes to tracking macros, you might be somebody that's like, say what now? Many people don't actually know what macros are. Now, I'm not talking about the macros in an Excel sheet or anything else. I'm actually talking about macronutrients, and they are basically nutrients that everybody needs in large quantities. But the problem is we end up eating way too much of one macro. Now, the macros are carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. I don't know about you, but imagine it's Friday night, right? You've just got through to the end of a long week. And what is the macronutrient that you want the most? You might not be able to know what it's called in this instance, but just go with me, okay? What is the macro that you want? You're craving for something now. What food has come directly to your mind? Cheetos. You might want cheese. You might want some fries. You might want some pickles. I don't know why, but you might want some of those things. But my point here is the majority of the time after we've had a long, stressful week, we want carbs. Okay. Give me all the carbs. I don't want nothing else. I want to eat my some carbs. Okay. And that's the macronutrient that we can end up eating way too much of very easily. But when it comes to things like building muscle and burning fat, because we don't have enough protein, it's the hardest macronutrient to hit. But if you're somebody who struggles with cravings, this is one of the macros that you absolutely need. I've just gone into a whole depth of things that I teach you over in the macros self-led coaching, but I'm going to stick to the topic in today's episode. I don't want to get too far off the topic, okay? Now, we could talk about macros all day. But when it comes to that, right, isn't it true that we can go to our favorite go-to food? But when it comes to tracking macros, it's like, oh my goodness, I've way up on my fats, way up on my carbs, but my protein is in the toilet. And then sometimes if you're already tracking macros and you're listening to this, sometimes it can make you feel a little bit like, what's the point in tracking my macros? But if you're somebody who wants to have accountability and know what you're eating and get it pictured really, really honestly, I always used to say on the podcast when I used to talk about it a lot, is macros is all up in your business, okay? It's going to tell you exactly what you're eating, and that's where you can create your own roadmap and then create a picture for you to have a balance. Sometimes what we try to do, right, is we try to, oh my goodness, I'm not eating my protein. I'm going to have a ton of eggs, or I'm going to drink 2 protein shakes. That protein shake is going to make you go to the toilet. It's either going to give you the runs or it's going to give you the biggest bellyache that you've had. Now, when it comes to protein shakes, one a day, if you have protein shakes, trying to fill up on protein shakes, protein bars, listen, they're great and they're stopgaps, but how about we focus on some real foods? And that leads me nicely to the point that I'm talking about, mixing up your macro sources. Now, if you're somebody who wants to track your macros without it getting boring, this is one of the things that I highly recommend that you do. Firstly, we're talking about carbs. Now, instead of just relying on rice, which is nice, and pasta every day, Why don't you get playful? Things like quinoa, barley, sweet potatoes, and even cauliflower rice. Okay, the last one is a little bit of a preferred choice because the way that that cauliflower smells the whole house, I mean, it ends up smelling like a farm in there or sewers. So you kind of have to decide who's in the house, who's going to be in the house, if you can leave the windows open because that cauliflower, whoo, it stank. But some of you love cauliflower. I'm a little bit indifferent. But if you put all of these together or you create a medley with a few of these, this can start to make your meals that you're like, oh my goodness, I like this. For example, if you're somebody who is focusing on meal planning like I am, I'm actually cooking my meals every single day fresh. Now, when it comes to convenience or when it comes to takeout, that's what they're doing. They're cooking the food fresh and it arrives hot. Now, for many of us, that's the thing that we like. This is where meal planning might actually be better for you. Can you meal plan and track macros? Absolutely you can. But my point here is I absolutely loved having some protein and some quinoa. Now, quinoa does have a trace or some traces of protein, but it's majorly a carb. But put together with some chicken bone broth, and then I cook the quinoa in the chicken bone broth, and I'm normally a rice kind of girl or a pasta, a gluten-free rice if you can get it, or gluten-free pasta. You get pasta, spaghetti, and it's like, oh, you know what, I want something else other than that. And I discovered the bone broth, chicken bone broth in quinoa, and I had some salad in there. I made that Mediterranean with some mackerel, so I'm getting my protein on point. Now, I don't track my macros, but I know from having tracked my macros and obviously being a macros coach, I know what I need to do to increase my level of protein. Increase my level of protein. There we are. And then each meal, I'm aiming for 30 grams of protein minimum. That includes breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So when I'm creating this and I'm like, yeah, I like this. Hot, it's fresh, and I've made it. And I'm like, I want to eat this more because it's something that's other than chicken and rice. So this is what you're doing when you're mixing up your macro sources. These are the kind of things that I'm helping you to get. Next is protein. Chicken is fantastic, but that's all we eat. When you're tracking your macros, right? Look in your fridge. How much chicken breast have you got? Chicken breast seems to be a staple when you're tracking your macros because it's lean. It's a lean protein. So fair enough, you get the most protein from chicken breast, which is great. But chicken breast that's cooked too long? That's dry. Have you ever tasted dry chicken breast? I mean, that ain't nice. That ain't it. So for me, when I was tracking my macros, I still have chicken thighs over chicken breast. But if you're somebody who wants to stick to your macros, this is why it's recommended you to have chicken breast. But I mean, there are other things that you can have. You can have turkey, you can have bison, or you can have some creamy, high omega-3 fats like salmon or even mackerel. And if you're somebody who doesn't eat fish, forgive me, but plant-based, tofu is something that you can absolutely have. Tempeh is another one. If my body could handle soy, I would absolutely start to cook and explore with tofu. Also, having beans. Listen, this is great. Beans, remember, beans are not a source of protein. Beans do have some protein in it, but they're majority a carbohydrate. Because if you track it out on MyFitnessPal, and the way I'm talking today is as if you already know about macros. But the way that macros is, you track every single food and it equates up to carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And it just gives you an overview on the day. Now, I used MyFitnessPal when I was tracking. There are loads of other apps that you can get, macro stacks. There are lots of apps that you can use that are very similar to MyFitnessPal. Lose It apps kind of give you an inaccurate calorie count. They tend to give everybody the same amount of calories, 1200 calories, aka bird food. Now, if you're 250 pounds, where do you eat 1200 calories? You don't. You probably eat 3,000 to 5,000 calories a day. Now, I know the number on itself sounds like, I never eat that amount. I guarantee you, you eat more than you think, and you definitely eat more than 1,200 calories, especially in a weekend. If you have a pizza to yourself, that's 1,200 calories alone. No shame. That's what happens. You become aware of it. I'll tell you, macros is all up in your business. You're aware of it, and then you make a plan to solve it. This is how meal planning, and this is how macros can help you when we're honest with our nutrition. It's not to feel guilty. It's not to feel shame. It's like, oh, I really do eat a lot. Okay, now you've figured that out. And the heavier you are, the more you weigh, the more our bodies need energy to keep us alive and to pump blood around our body, etc. And so it's natural for your body to be hungry when you first start dieting. This is where protein comes into it. But I'm kind of mixing up the episodes here today. So if you want more on that, then I highly recommend you go and get the macros course for yourself. But all of this information is in there. That's vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/macros. And everything will be in the show notes so you can go and download it yourself. Next is fats. Now, fats are definitely not boring. Avocado? Come on. Avocado salad. And let me actually tell you, I actually did have some. Oh my goodness. Have I put it as an Instagram reel? No, I haven't. Lose Weight with Meal Planning, the YouTube channel. You will see what I eat in a day. And these are some of the recipes that I'm talking about in today's episode are in there. So you can visibly see what I made. That was just banging. Oh my. I had some, the avocados in there were so ripe and I got them from Costco. The avocados were so ripe and so fresh and I seasoned. Oh man, amazing. Obviously, if you're allergic to avocados, you can't have them. But there are other things you can have, nuts, seeds, coconut oil, any of these ingredients. And also when it comes to macros, you're doing things that are equating to you and your dietary needs. There I'm recommending quinoa, but you might be allergic to barley and you might be allergic to wheat and to grains. So you might be having a gluten-free option. So it's literally very, very nuanced to you. These are just generic ideas. So please don't take this podcast as if I'm telling you that you need to eat these things, but these are ideas I'm just giving you. And if you're somebody who wants to meal plan with your macros, then vipmealplan.com and let me know that on the application form that you want to be able to track your macros. So once I'm creating your plan for you, I will give you your macro numbers as well. Now, we've just talked about mixing up your macro sources, so we know that you can have the spice of life. Variety is the spice of life, as they say. Try food that isn't just the American diet, that isn't just the Western diet, that isn't just the Eastern diet. You could try enjoying Mexican-inspired dishes with a balance of carbs, proteins, or you could have Mediterranean. And that's a lot of what I was talking about in the first section. Get saucy with it is the next one. Getting saucy with it. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Can I do that? Is that copyright? I don't know. Anyway, but sauces, dressings, and spices are going to be your friend, especially when it comes to preventing macro tracking boringness. A new dressing can actually transform a salad, and a creative sauce can make those proteins sing. But now, come on, baby. If you're somebody who likes condiments, there are ways that you can make your fat-free dressings, your fat-free ranch. Of course, it's not going to be the same. I mean, I've tasted ranch from Wingstop. Oh my goodness, I could eat the pot because that ranch. Oh man. But there are ways that you can make it a little bit more macro-friendly. A big thing is people tend to use Greek yogurt and a little bit of mayo. It depends what your goals are. It depends what your fats are. It depends what your macros are. It depends what you want to do. How nuanced do you want and how free do you want your macro journey to be? Do you want it to be really, really strict and boring? If that's the case, stop tracking macros and continue your diet. But if you're somebody who wants to have food freedom and learn to have enjoyment with food, then macros can absolutely hear you do that. Next, you want to actually do meal prep. What you're doing is you're aligning your macros with your meal prep. So you're preparing bases that you can customize through the week with different toppings and different sides. Now, I know many people get stuck on what sides to have. You can create the fish, you can create the chicken, but it's the sides that you struggle with, especially if you find that you're having chicken, broccoli, and rice every day. If you're somebody who wants me to actually create you a macros-based meal plan, head over to vipmealplan.com and we will get this worked out for you, okay? Now, the last few ones now, technology is going to be your friend. Using the apps, not just to track your macros, but you can use it to find new recipes. Because there are actually some apps that suggest meals based on the macros that you have left for the day. Now, how awesome is that? Now, I teach you to pre-plan your meals before that, because if you're trying to rely on that on the day, listen, this is easy how you're going to go to Grubhub, Deliveroo over here in the UK, Just Eat over here in the UK, or you're going to go run into DoorDash. Now, you might not do. I mean, this, you see how this podcast is general? I just made a generalization. Obviously, I don't know what you're going to do because I don't know you. But a majority of my clients do fall by the wayside when it comes to meal. This is something that they want to stop. They actually do enjoy cooking, but they don't know where to start because it's so overwhelming. I've got about 101 Pinterest recipes, but it's overwhelming. Because when you open the Pinterest pin, you've got the recipes, but you've got loads of little pop-ups coming at you as well. Loads of little ads and all of that stuff. It's like, give me the recipe. Girl, I feel you. That's why I used to hate meal planning, to be honest. I really used to get stuck on the idea of, what am I going to eat for dinner? And you know what I would do? Open up the fridge. I would see ingredients. It wasn't that I didn't have food. It was the fact that it was just too overwhelming. And I'm like, I just can't. I really can't. I couldn't be bothered to do it. I didn't want to do it. So the easiest thing for me to do was to order takeout. But I ordered too much takeout and then I got fat. And then I actually got discouraged. And I used to really dislike the way that I looked. And I know I'm a little bit excited. It's a Friday evening. And believe me, it's been a long week. I still work as a project manager at the time of recording this episode. So they're keeping me busy. But I absolutely love, at the end of the day, I can come and I can coach my amazing clients and see how much wonderful results you've got. But it wasn't always like this. I'm telling you, I was not always speaking and happy, clappy like I am this evening. I used to bury my head in a bowl of Chinese food. I didn't bother looking at myself on the scale. In fact, I threw away the scale. I used to be really insecure. I'm not now, thank the Lord. And I owe that to my faith and counseling. But I used to be really insecure. And the reason why I used to be insecure, because I was overweight. I was fat. I'm so overweight. I call myself fat. That's what I called myself. Quite honest here and transparent. And I know people who are a little bit like, you know what, don't say this, don't say that. This is what I was. I own who I was. I own what I was. That's how I felt. That's how I appropriated myself. I only learned that I wasn't fat or I wasn't a failure when I learned to have counseling and understand and get to the root of my insecurities. Because the more insecure that I was, the more I turned to food to fill that gap. But I don't know how many of you know that that doesn't actually work. What it does, it covers over an area that you actually need to deal with. We need to get into that. Have you ever seen a squirrel when they're trying to hide food or they're trying to find food? Their little paws that they've got, you know how fast that they dig into that and they burrow over it. So, and then they, you know, kind of pat it with their feet and their hands to hide that food. So when they're ready to come for it, they've got like a hole and then they go out and find more. That's what we can be like when we're not dealing with the reasons why we don't want a meal plan. It could be overwhelming. I'm not saying that it isn't. But if you're trying to do too many different things and you're not focusing on the one thing that you need to address, that actually once you've addressed it, it will help you to continue to see success. Then no matter what diet you do, no matter what way you approach it, or no matter how much food you eat to cover it, it's still going to be there. I used to say that my issues were like a backpack and they'd come running after me when I tried to run away from my issues. It was almost like this little backpack would come running after me and be like, where are you going? You can't see that I'm attached to you. This is your life. This is your identity. This is who I say that you are because you've spoken it with your mouth so many times and so much. Now you have just almost instantly painted a new identity of yourself. Okay, you've got friends. Okay, you're friendly. Okay, you're successful. But this backpack of issues, this backpack of insecurities, don't get away from me. And then things like self-sabotage, when we actually do diets and then we actually try to eat healthy and we actually succeed for a bit. How many times can I say the word actually? But we do succeed for a short time until we go back to our habits and our patterns. Have you ever done a diet where you've lost the weight, you've regained the same weight that you lost and more? There's all sorts of things that go on with our body, but because we're going through a cycle of we're starting and we're stopping, that's where the term yo-yo dieting came from. We're going through a cycle of starting, stopping, but we never get past the, why is it that I can't be consistent with a diet? Now, the actual term of diet means restricting yourself from food in order to lose weight. Maybe it's the fact that you're restricting yourself from foods consistently that's not working. Maybe it's the type of foods that you're eating that are affecting your body and your relationship with food. Maybe you're working too hard. Maybe you're taking on things that you shouldn't be taking on and should be delegated to someone else. Shall I keep going? Because I know that was my life. And instead of dealing with those things, it was too much for me to address. And I know clients who have been successful, but when we got to the root cause, I'm telling you, this is why I did cognitive behavior therapy, to apply that practice to get to the root cause of why are you always spending $800 on convenience, but when it comes to health, you have nowhere to start. I mean, I'm not talking about things like mushrooms, salad. They're not going to be wrapped in wood and they're not going to be wrapped in glass. They come wrapped in plastic. So that's how they come. That's how they're packaged unless you buy it frozen. So those things don't really come into it in this aspect. But if you're finding that when it comes to meal planning or macros, whatever it is you're doing, this seems to be easier for you because you don't know how. My question is, do you want to continue this cycle or do you want to change it? And if yes, then we can change that together. And when you have community, you need to have someone like me, a coach, doing this with you. When you have a community of like-minded women doing it with you so you can share ideas, that helps you to continue going. Giving yourself grace and enjoying that 20%, it could be Friday for you that you start to have your 20% of nutrition and it can still fit within your macros or you can meal plan it. This way, you have room to eat and to enjoy your weekend if that is your goal without you having to feel like, oh my goodness, I've derailed my goals. You haven't derailed your goals at all. When you're consistently eating in one way that's taking you away from the goal that you have, over time that will either help your goals or it will take you away from it. But that's the end of today's episode. You see how hyped I was in the beginning and we kind of came solemn and serious in the end. But I just want to encourage you, whether you're on a meal planning journey or you're on a macros tracking journey, tracking macros is about maintaining nutritional health without it being boring. It's about being flexible, creative, and actually open to trying new things. Whilst you keep your eye on the ultimate prize, of course, your health and your well-being, but it absolutely can be done. So next time that you sit down to plan your meals, think outside the box and keep it fun. And if you want me to help you do that, then vipmealplan.com is where I do that for you, or do that with you. But that's a wrap for today's episode. Don't forget to download your meal planning toolkit for some additional inspiration. And if you love our chats here, don't forget to leave a review. And I cannot wait to see you in the next one. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk and I'll see you in the next one.